This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward Japan on Monday, also causing more concern there. The weapons firing follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launched Saturday in North Korea's threats to take an unprecedentedly strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Western allies Friday to quicken their military support for Ukraine, warning at a major intercontinental or international security conference that delays would play into Russia's hand. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that it is tough to say when the war and the U.S. support will actually end.
President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, gets to determine if and when he's ready to sit down and negotiate with Mr. Putin and under what circumstances. What we're focused on is making sure that he has all the tools to succeed on the battlefield so that if it comes to a negotiation or when, that he can succeed at the negotiating table as well.
Again, that is spokesman John Kirby. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the hardest hit areas of the February 6 earthquake.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday as the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un warned U.S.
The United States is here. We stand strongly with the people of Korea and the people of Syria through our NGO implementing partners, and we'll stick with it until we all get the job done.
Blinken says the U.S. is pledging more than $100 million in aid. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the United Nations that has threatened to overshadow Western efforts for the world body to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during the one-year anniversary of the Russian attack. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation said that the U.S. had successfully managed to forestall a contentious U.N. Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters that would have condemned Israel for settlement expansion and demanded a halt to future activity. To avoid a vote and a likely U.S. veto of that resolution, which would be legally binding, the diplomats said that the administration managed to convince both Israel and the Palestinians to agree in principle to a six-month freeze in any unilateral action they might take. Brazilian authorities said on Sunday at least 26 people died in two cities in northern Sao Paulo state amid floods and landslides, and they also warned that the number could still rise. We get more from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Some of the hardest hit cities canceled their carnival festivals as rescue teams struggle to find those missing, injured, and feared dead in the rubble. Brazil's president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said on Twitter he will visit the region on Monday. Sao Paulo state government said in a statement that precipitation in the region has surpassed 600 millimeters in one day, one of the highest amounts ever in Brazil in such a short period. The northern coast of Sao Paulo state is a frequent carnival destination for wealthy tourists who prefer to stay away from massive street parties in big cities. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
There is a plea from the UNHCR to help deal with the situation in Congo.
Uganda is the largest host country of refugees from the DRC on the African continent. It remains a magnet for new arrivals. The UNHCR reports attacks by armed groups in eastern DRC last year spurred some 98,000 refugees to flee to Uganda. Other countries of asylum include Burundi, Tanzania, Rwanda, Zambia, the Republic of Congo, and Angola. UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato says their resources are stretched thin and international support is needed to provide growing refugee populations with protection, shelter, food, health care, education, and other basic services.
VOA's Lisa Schlein. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.